Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Remember thy congregation, which thou hast possessed from the beginning. Let us pray, O God, who dost instruct the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant by the same Spirit that we may be truly wise and never rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. Saint Norbert, pray for us. All you angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Chapter 9 of A Treatise on Peace of Soul. True happiness is not to be found in pleasure or comfort, but in God. A soul which is deliberately oblivious of the goods of this world, but relishes its mortifications and persecutions, which neither loves all it can bestow, nor dreads all it can inflict, which avoids honors as it would a contagion, and cherishes humiliation as a beloved thing. Such a soul may expect all consolation from God, provided it relies on the strength of God, rather than on the weakness of self. The courage of Saint Peter was very great when he declared his resolution of dying with Christ, and his will apparently strong enough to merit commendation. But in reality, Peter's reliance was a reliance on his own will, and this was the occasion of his shameful fall. How true it is that we can neither propose nor execute good unless supported by the almighty power of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide, Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Saint Peter, at the Last Supper, told our Lord, even if they all betray you, I will never betray you. Because Jesus had said that one of you will betray me, talking of Judas. And Peter made this great profession, I will never deny you, I will die with you. And Jesus said, you will, Peter? And he said, this night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me thrice. You will deny me three times. See, Peter promised he would not obey Jesus, but he was relying on his own will. And this is the mistake we make, to rely on our own unaided strength. Let us not propose that we're going to do any good unless we're supported by God. Saint Philip Neri used to say, I don't know what I will do, but I know what I should do. So let us ask the Lord to give us the grace to be more humble. We need the Eucharist. The Lord gave us the Eucharist at the Last Supper, but right after that gift, Saint Peter was relying on himself. But where should our true reliance be? On Jesus and the Eucharist. So we receive the Eucharist, we beg the Lord to give us the grace we need to be faithful to him today. Give us this day our daily bread. The Eucharist truly is our daily bread, where we receive the power of Almighty God, because the Eucharist is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God the Son. What a mystery, what an infinite mystery we receive in the Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.